The city of Lafayette and Walker County government offices will be closed today in recognition of Independence Day. The Walker County landfill closed today and tomorrow. It will reopen on Monday. Expect another hot one today. There's a chance of strong afternoon storms today. High temperatures will reach the upper 90s. Heat index again into the triple digits all across our Georgia 93.7 listing area. Few storms could produce some damaging winds, some heavy rain, and frequent lightning. Make sure you stay hydrated. Limit your time outdoors. Keep an eye on children and pets, and keep it here on Georgia 93.7. Patrick Corr has got your updated forecast all day. The Walker County Elections Office is warning residents about voter registration mailers arriving in local mailboxes. Officials say the notices were not sent by the county or the Georgia Secretary of State, but by a third-party group called Ready to Register Incorporated. If you've already registered at your current address, no action is needed and the mailing can be discarded. Voters are encouraged to verify their registration through Georgia's My Voter page before the October 5th registration deadline for the November general election. A Georgia Environmental Protection Division consent order cites more than 100 wastewater permit violations at the McLemore Water Reclamation Facility in Rising Fawn and temporarily halts all new development at the resort. State inspectors documented 112 violations over nearly 4 years and reported the treatment plant was short-circuiting because of heavy wastewater flow. McLemore must submit a new corrective action plan. While company officials say testing shows little long-term impact to nearby streams. We've got more news coming up after this. A new Georgia law that took effect July 1st will create a statewide online database of people charged with certain animal-related crimes. The public database, expected to launch by 2027, will include charges such as animal cruelty, aggravated cruelty, dog fighting, and other qualifying offenses. Supporters say it will help animal shelters, rescue groups, and the public identify offenders. State officials say repeat offenders will be added to an individual's record, but it's not yet known how long names will remain in the database. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. Have a safe and happy 4th of July. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.